Welcome back to the Performance Intelligence Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are going deep on three of the highest leverage interventions in the entire longevity playbook, and I mean that with data behind it, not hype. Here is your opening metric for today. Fewer than 3% of Americans, 3%, hit the daily recommended intake for potassium. Not 5%, not 10, 3. And when you understand what potassium is actually doing inside every nerve impulse and every muscle contraction in your body, that number stops being a nutrition statistic and starts looking like a systemic crisis. We're going to address that today, alongside two equally critical protocols: precision resistance training to preserve the muscle tissue most responsible for your functional independence as you age, and a fasting framework calibrated to trigger cellular autophagy, the body's own quality control mechanism for longevity signaling. Let's start with the finding that anchors the entire training conversation today. Dr. Andy Galpin, professor of exercise physiology and a core contributor to the Huberman Lab Essentials Framework, has identified what he calls the most underappreciated longevity intervention available to us right now. And it is not a supplement. It is not a peptide. It is targeted resistance training specifically designed to protect fast twitch muscle fibers. Here is the mechanistic why, and this matters. As we age, fast twitch type 2 fibers are preferentially lost. These are not the fibers that power a slow jog. These are the fibers responsible for high force, high velocity output, catching yourself before a fall, standing up from a low chair, carrying heavy groceries without stumbling. The loss of these fibers is a functional independence crisis that conventional medicine has largely ignored. And the critical insight from Dr. Galpin is this: endurance training and moderate load resistance work do not adequately recruit these high threshold motor units. The only stimulus that protects them is high intensity loading. The protocol here is precise. For strength and fast twitch preservation, you need to be working at or above 85% of your one rep max. That means sets of 5 reps or fewer, 3 working sets per exercise, minimum, and rest intervals of 2 to 4 minutes between those working sets, non-negotiable. The reason that rest period matters so much is that accumulated fatigue directly reduces intensity expression, and intensity is the primary driver of this entire adaptation. Cut the rest short, and you have effectively lowered the stimulus below the threshold that makes the session worth doing. Now, before you even think about loading at that intensity, Dr. Galpin outlines a warm-up sequence that he treats as mandatory. You are going to start at 50.
The framework operates in 3 tiers, and thinking about it this way helps you place yourself on the spectrum without feeling like you need to immediately attempt a multi-day fast. Tier 1 is daily intermittent fasting in the 12 to 16 hour range. Practically, that means your last meal at 8 p.m. and your first meal no earlier than 8 a.m. That is your 12-hour baseline. Extending that first meal to noon gets you to 16 hours, and 16 hours is the threshold where meaningful autophagy begins to activate. This is the cellular quality control process where the body identifies and clears damaged proteins and dysfunctional organelles, a central mechanism in longevity signaling. Moving up the stack, Tier 2 is a monthly 24-hour fast done 1 to 2 times per month using a dinner-to-dinner protocol. The delta in metabolic state between a 12-hour fast and a 24-hour fast is significant. Fat oxidation deepens, endogenous human growth hormone output rises, and the autophagy signal intensifies meaningfully. Tier 3 is a quarterly fasting mimicking protocol lasting 3 to 5 days at 500 to 800 calories per day with reduced protein, electrolytes, bone broth, and a multivitamin to maintain micronutrient status during the restriction. The mechanistic picture across all 3 tiers shows a consistent pattern. Fasting beyond 12 hours shifts fuel substrate toward fat oxidation, upregulates endogenous HGH, recalibrates hunger hormones ghrelin and leptin over 2 to 4 weeks of consistent practice, and upregulates BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which supports neurogenesis and synaptic plasticity. For active individuals running multi-day fasts, 5 to 20 grams of essential amino acids per day preserves muscle protein synthesis without triggering a significant insulinogenic response or breaking the metabolic fast state. And for training compatibility, zone 2 cardio and walking integrate cleanly with fasted states.
heavy glycolytic work, HIIT, heavy Metcons, high rep-resistance training, is poorly matched to Tier 3 restriction. Shift to restorative movement during those phases. All right, here is your N-of-1 experiment for this week. I want you to run a 7-day fasting entry protocol with a single measurable output. Set your eating cutoff at 8 p.m. every night for 7 consecutive days. Track your waking energy on a subjective 1 to 10 scale each morning before caffeine. Eliminate 3 common fast breakers: late-night snacks, caloric creamer in your morning coffee, and any caloric intake after your cutoff. Black coffee, black tea, and sparkling water are all fast-preserving. By day 4 or 5, most people report a noticeable shift in morning clarity and energy floor. That shift is your hormonal adaptation beginning. Record it. That is your data point. Optimize your day. Talk tomorrow.